Hello.
Hey Mary, this is Patrick here. I'm calling you from Pandemic
Hi.
Writers. Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good, and you? Happy New Year to you too.
How was your New Year? How was your Christmas?
It was good, nice and quiet, relaxing.
That's fine. That's fine. So, it was a good
How was
time to
yours?
speak with you. Yeah, it was great. I went to Turkey, to my hometown, for a couple of days, so it was an amazing trip. I just got back yesterday,
Nice.
and yeah, I started working from today. So I just it was a good time to speak with you. Just need to discuss a few things with regards to your project, because I
Yeah.
was just going through with the last email, and we have resumed everything. So far everything is good. I just need to give you a flashback on some of the things that we have discussed previously on the email. So let's start with the book cover. You have given me heads up for the book cover. I must say that you're not able to use your email right now, but it's okay. I can let you know that you have selected one book cover and you have finalized one book cover. We have provided you three options, and out of three, you have picked one of them, and we have approved the book cover, right? So far the
Yeah.
book cover is approved, but I have a few more questions for the book cover. Let's see, like the book cover, it means that we were working on the front cover of the book, right? Now we are just left with the back cover of the book. So normally what we suggest to client, there are two options. Either the one option is you can write a short summary of the book on the back of the book cover, or you can mention two things, either a summary or an author biography. So which option is best suitable for you? What do you want to proceed ahead with this? For example, do you want to mention a short summary of the book, or you just only
Probably,
want
yeah.
to yeah or you just only want to mention the author's biography along with the author picture and a short summary? So what do you have in your mind? What do you
Probably
want to mention on the back of the book cover?
a summary.
Probably a summary, a book summary.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. So you don't want to mention the autobiography on the back of the book cover?
I don't know, like, what would you suggest?
Okay. There's a reason that normally we first option is that we ask the author that what their preference. But what I suggest you that, obviously, as I believe it's your first book, so see the back of the book cover has lots of space. Two things is very important for this. If an author want to mention something about his or herself, so they can provide a short description in just three or four sentences so that we can mention over there, along with the author picture. It's not necessary, it's up to you if you want to place your picture or something. So you can, is it possible for you to check your email so that I can share some of the examples with you right now?
Yeah.
I hope to just stay on a call. Let me just share some of the example with you so you can have take an idea from this. Okay, just hold on for a
Yeah,
second.
no problem.
Okay, thank you.
What your mom want?
Yep, I have shared some of the examples with you. Is it possible for you to check your email? Have shared some of the examples that you can go and check. And I'm sharing some more examples with you so that you can have more clarity on this. Okay, I've shared one more example with you in which an author shared his picture too. So can you just check the last email that I have just sent you right here?
Okay. I have the one where the two book covers, the two books on there.
I have to send you another one with the name
Okay.
of Dr. Mitchell Roth.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, and here you can find out that the author already provided his picture. So we have placed his picture. If you can just go through the starting, he has shared some of his experience. For example, his what exactly the author is. Obviously, see, if any reader is going to read the books, obviously they must be quite interested to know the author's biography and something. So quite little story about the author, a short description, along with the book summary. So, and then there is a most important thing that we have to mention. If you can just go through with the last cover of Vastity of Dr. Mitchell Roth, I have shared that one. If you can find out over there, there's a picture of the author, but we have left some of the space that is required for the ISBN number. So these are the most important thing that is required for the book. So what do you have in your mind? Are you looking forward to place your picture along with the book summary, or you just only want to make it simple, just the book summary and the author's bio? So what are your thoughts on this? Because this is what I have to share with you, and I have suggested my opinion, but what do you have in your mind?
I think I like the one with the picture.
I'm sorry?
I think I like the one with the picture.
You want to go with the picture?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds amazing. So what do you need to do? I mean, there are still two options. Either you want my team to write a short summary that is known as the book cover content. So do you want my team to write it down for you? Or you just want to provide something from your side? I mean, obviously, you are going to provide me the author biography from, obviously, you have to tell... You have to provide the autobiography by your own, but for the book summary, what I can do is for you, I'm going to find my team who can write book summary for this and then share with you, and then you can share me your feedback, and if you think that is good to proceed ahead with this, so we can proceed, or otherwise if you want to make any changes with respect to the summary of the book, so we can make the changes.
No problem. I'll let the... Yes, I make the summary.
You gonna make the summary?
No, I'll let your team do that one.
That's no problem. That's the reason that I'm asking you, because we have a team of experts who can write more better for you. And if you think if there's any changes or something, so obviously you do have a margin to make the changes and everything. But obviously, my team cannot write something about yourself because they did not even know you. So for that purpose, you have to tell me. I mean, like, you have to write something about yourself. For example, a short introduction about you and what's your vision and mission with regards to the book and background story. I must say that you're getting my point. Mm-hmm.
I could do my part. Like,
exactly,
I could write
exactly.
Something.
You can do your part,
yeah.
And what I can do that I will instruct my team to write a back cover content for you. And once I have the back cover content, I can share with you. Sounds good?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
That's
and I'll
great.
Send you my silver.
No problem. And with a beautiful picture of you.
Alrighty. I should do that.
That's great. And yep. And one more thing you have asked me on the email with regards to the ISBN thing. So I just need to know that, do you have the ISBN number for this or the copyright? Do you have all of these things?
No, I don't. Like, I got that from Amazon, their side.
When did
they
you
were
get,
the ones who gave me. They were the ones who assigned me that number.
But when did it happen? I mean, like, can you just let me know the time duration when you received the number from Amazon? Because what the number Amazon provide is not the ISBN number. It's basically ASN number that is known as the Amazon standard number. That is not going to consider as the ISBN number. That is be the 14-digit
okay.
number, but these are the ASN number. So normally, ISBN number is totally different.
Okay.
So exactly, the ISBN number is this international standard book number, which makes your book a unique identity. For example, if you want to place your book in any bookstore or any bookshelf, so what you just need to do, you just have to provide them your ISBN number, so they can directly insert the ISBN number into their data list, and from there they can easily place your book into the online market or something. So for that purpose, an ISBN number along with the barcode and the imprint, these are the important thing for the publication of the book. So that's why I think you have raised a question in the email. So that's the reason I just only want to take the more clarity on this. The number that Amazon provided you, that's the ASN number, the Amazon standard number. That is not the ISBN number. So if you want to know the more detail regarding the ISBN and the copyright or any other thing, so what I can do best for you, as being a publication house, we never offer this service, but as for the authors, who, because you know what, if you can go online or you can find out what they're doing, you can get in a cheaper price, but you know what, just make sure that whatever you're getting and whatever you're paying for, you are getting all those things in the legitimate, because you know what, there are too many things going on the social side. Like, for example, if you get any ISBN number, they are not valid. They normally get an invalid number, and due to this, authors suffer a lot. So what we suggest to authors are, if you are going with us, so we have a team for this, we have a middleman who can, I mean, we have a contact person who can arrange this for the author, and we can provide you a proper documentation. For example, we can show you the proper form in which you have to fill out all the thing, all the relevant information, and we have to apply this, and then you will get yourself registered through the U.S. government. And yeah, so far, if you need more information with regards to the ISBN or the copyright thing, because you know what I personally suggest to my client, your book has some of the pictures and illustrations. So what I normally suggest you, nowadays the like people go and replicate the book and everything. So with the purpose that if the book is going to be copyrighted, and if you have a proper copyright documentation, so nobody can go and replicate your book. Understanding what my point is?
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, you know what, these are the documentation that are important for the publication process of the book. I told you in the sign, maybe it's your first time in publication for the book, but you know what, it's my responsibility to make sure to guide you beforehand for everything so that you can have a proper documentation and all the things in your hand. Do you want me to share the detail for the ISBN and copywriting in the email so that you can even read it out and get more clarity on this?
Yeah.
Okay, just hold on for a second. Let me just share with you an email for that, if you can. Okay, just sharing with you right now. I'm sorry I'm taking you a lot of time, but we just need to give this clarity on everything.
You're good.
By the way, you sound so low. Are you feeling well, or is it something?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm
You're
just
good?
On the computer right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, let me just show you an email. Because you know what, after getting back from the holidays, it's quite difficult to get back on the track. So the first 2 days are so lazy days for me to get back on the track. Because obviously, like, coming back from the long vacations and then started again from the scratch, so sometime we get frustrated. But now I'm having a cup of coffee, so I'm quite energetic right now.
It's like you're still in the holiday mode.
Exactly, because you know what, it's been like 4 years that I didn't visit to my parents. My father lived in Turkey, and I'm from Turkey, so I went over there. I surprised him after 4 years, so he was totally shocked. I went with my sister, she lives in Chicago, so we went together along with her two kids. So it was a great trip. I mean, like, obviously Indian family is quite important, you know, you understand my point.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm just
that's
sharing,
pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Just sharing this thing with you. So let me just share an email with you for the ice cream thing so that you can have an idea. Just hold on for a second. Give me a moment.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. And I have just read an email with you.
No problem.
You know what, right after my call, you just go in and have some a good coffee, so you will feel better.
Okay.
By the way, did you work? I mean, like, I hope I didn't disturb you. Because it's like already 7:30 right now.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm good.
Good?
Yeah.
You're in which state?
Excuse me?
I'm saying you're in which time zone?
Mm-hmm. I got the email.
Okay. Are you in EST time zone?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But it's like, it gets dark here, like around almost, like about 5:40, 5:50.
Exactly. So if you can just go through with my email. So I have what I have mentioned over there that I have provided you. This is my personal email that I have already shared with the client. I have this in template to sign this for the client so that they can have an idea. These things are important for the publication process, right? But you know what? The package, if you can go through with the package, the package includes some of the things. For example, the copyrights for the manuscript, the copyrights for the book cover, the copyrights for the images, illustration that you have in your book. To ISP, and by the way, I just have one question for you. You are going to publish your book on the paperback format or on the hardcover, or the both?
Oh, you asked if what kind of, like, if it was going to be hard or soft?
Yep, I'm asking to you that we have, let me just explain you that how it's going to proceed. For example, once you're going to book is finalized and when we are moving forward towards the publication of the book, so beforehand we have to finalize all these things. For example, that we have three formats, an ebook, paperback, and hardcover. The ebook is normally the online electronic book, the paperback is the soft cover, and the third one is the hardcover, okay? So we have three formats. So for that, if you want, it's your choice. Either you want to proceed only with the ebook or the paperback, or you just want to make this for all three formats. So what I suggest you just go with all three formats. What do you suggest? So that you can have your book in all three formats, like in paperback, in hardcover, and in ebook.
I don't know. I was thinking, I don't know. Like, I knew that,
mm-hmm.
I guess I wanted it in the soft format.
See, as your book has some of the images, right? So in the paperback, the quality of the book is good. But in the hardcover, once you're going to have the hardcover book in front of you, what I can do this for you, once your project is going to finalize before the end, I'm going to do one thing for you as a gesture of goodwill. I will give you two author's copy, free complimented copy, so that you can have an idea, one in the paperback and one in the hardcover. So the pricing of the paperback and the hardcover is quite both different that we have to put on the Amazon, but it's later process. But what I'm going to suggest you to have this book on all three formats, because obviously your book has some images, pictures, so in the hardcover the quality look more good rather than comparing to the paperback. So just keep in all three formats.
Okay.
So can you just read it? You can take your time and you can just read up the email, or you can just give me 1 minute so that I can be right back, okay? You can just go through with the email, and if you have any question, I'm here to answer you, okay?
Okay.
Allow me a moment, let me just get back to you. I just need to bring my bottle, okay?
No problem.
Thank you, Murray. I'm just coming back.
You're welcome.
Call. Yep, figure.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you gone through the email? You have? Do you have any question? You want to ask me something with regards to the any of the things that I can clear it up for you?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. So I must say that you have that everything is crystal clear on the email, and it's quite even easy for you to understand what exactly I'm delivering to you on the call, so that you can, even I have mentioned the timeline. And let me explain you one more thing, that is the LCCN number, that is the Library of Congress number. For example, if you want to get yourself registered in the Library of Congress, so this is a big opportunity to explore yourself in the bigger page, I mean on the big platforms for that purpose, if you want to make yourself registered in the Library of Congress thing. So what I can do best for you, I can make a customized package in which I can offer you all of these things. Then you can, I mean, like, obviously, I will talk to my team, I'm a middleman who can manage all of these things for you, but it's up to you. Either you want to have all of these things that is included in this package, or you just want to need the main thing, that is ISBN and print barcode, copyright. So, you know what would normally I suggest to my client, if you want to go, I'll take this survey later on, so rather than you can have all of these things, even in the lesser price, so it's up to you. If you want me to assure the details more, for example, the package details and everything, so I will ask my team to assure the package details with me, and I can share with you on the email, and then once you make your mind, you can let me know, so that we can proceed ahead and then I can share some form with you. What you just need to do, you have to fill out all these forms, send back to me so that we can directly apply. And then we have to wait for the timeline. And we can, once you have all of these things, so that we won't face any delay in terms of application.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think pretty much cleared whatever I have mentioned on the email and whatever I have explained here on the call. So if still you think that anything that need to discuss, so you want me to share the package details for all in the can you just go to with my email that I have sent you? I have mentioned the package includes the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So do you want me to make a customized package for you, or you just want you want to have all of these service?
Yeah.
Okay, late now I'm going to ask my team to provide me the package details, the pricing and everything for this, so that once we have the, once I have received an email from my team, so that I can forward it to you, you can let me know your reply to the email. Or you can give me a call back on this number, or you can save my personal number. I will text you from my personal number so that it will be easy for me to connect directly on the text message or something, so that you can check more anytime. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I will send you an email with regards to this thing. So once you receive my email, you can let me know if you add, and we can proceed ahead with this. I will ask my team to design a package in which we can give you more discount so that you can avail this.
Okay.
Okay, and now what you just have to do, you have to provide me the your part, that is the autobiography.
No problem. I'll get started on that.
Thank you so much, Murray. You are such a sweet person.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I will show you an email, and then you can reply me back, and then we can proceed ahead with the payment thing. Okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Marie. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.